4. Catherine Austin Fitz coming up in T-minus 7 minutes. Let's go right back to the calls for our guest, member of Iceland's parliament, the real leadership, the chairman of her party against the banker takeover. They got a good chance of beating them. The bankers are already starting to fold and saying, okay, you don't have to be total slaves. We'll let you keep a couple of Icelandic dollars. Let's go to Alex in Georgia. You're on the air with our guest, Birgitta Jones Dottier. Go ahead.
Hey, Birgitta, I had a question. It was might be a little redundant from the last caller, but you mentioned something about an international online petition. Is that still in the works, or is that something that could be at the website? Or
yes, I'm actually putting it together, and I haven't had time to finish it off today. But it is going to be on this website, SaveThePeopleOfIceland.com. And I guess the only thing that we're asking is that people just put their name there, that they support us in this battle.
Well, Iceland is the very front line of the bankers trying to rape and rob the first world. We've got to stop them there, and we've got a good chance. Anything else, Alex?
No, that's it. Just wondering where I can help out and support the cause and get for it.
Thank you for caring.
Birgitta, what else can we do to help Iceland?
Just spread the word, you know, if you find any, you know, if you happen to stumble across any information that might help us get the IMF out of Iceland, use services like WikiLeaks, because, you know, we feel that this is a much bigger problem than just Iceland's problem. You know, like they said, experts in the European law has said that it is actually a question if we have any legal responsibility in it. It is a big legal question. So, you know,
you don't. You have bankers that engage in fraud. The instruments sold to them by Goldman Sachs and others and the Bank of England are fraud. They're using anti-terror laws to try to grab people's accounts. They're threatening embargoes against your nation. This is terrorism. This is blackmail that must be defeated. We can't let them devour your nation.
Absolutely true. And like I said, this is might just be the beginning. We might be the first world country to suffer from this sort of attack.
Well, we see Greece saying no. We see other nations saying no. We identify these frauds for what they are and let the banks fail. The people don't owe this debt. Thank you so much, Alex. Rick in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Alex, for taking the call. Real quick, I see a lot on the media. I watch a lot. I listen to you guys. I listen to a lot of other news sources. The key thing I just was curious about is that you have a lot of these people now that are pushing for credit unions as, like, the new way to kind of help the economy or help defeat the banks in some way, shape, or form, or putting a run on the major banks. But isn't that kind of like the dog, you know, or wagging the tail wagging the dog type scenario?
Well, whatever you can do to decentralize, to get out of the big banks, to support local, it's all part of a process of learning and awakening to these parasites. Birgitta?
Yeah, I totally agree. Actually, one of the first things that I did during the collapse of the banks was to see if there were any banks in Iceland that had not been, you know, overinvesting or, you know, part of this big scam. And there were actually two banks that I found in Iceland, and they're in the countryside. So I actually didn't have much money, so I moved the little money I had and all my transactions over to there. And I encourage people not to participate in the big bank scams. I mean, the only way to change anything is to change your own ways.
Absolutely, and I'm trying to do that as well. We have an operation that's international, so we do have some money in several big banks, but we're trying to move it into smaller banks. But that's a great idea. Thank you so much, Rick. I wish we could go to Randy and others, but we can't. We could talk to Catherine Austin Fitz coming up if you'd like. Birgitta Jones Dottier, member of the Icelandic Parliament, will certainly have you back up as things unfold in this key battleground sector that you're in. And we thank God that great people like yourself have been risen up to the fore in this key juncture in human society. So we appreciate your fight for liberty and justice and the truth. And we are with the people of Iceland against this tyranny. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes.
Be right back.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Laurie.com is her website. Our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. She's Catherine Austin Fitz. I was talking to Birgitta Jones-Dottier, leading the charge to beat the banks in Iceland, not tooting my horn, an example of what you, the activists, have done. A few months ago, she got a copy of the Obama deception, and she already knew a lot, but that helped, you know, give her even more info. And so another example of how the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, the type of effect these films are having all over the world. Every few days, I get newspapers calling up saying, these films have been seen tens of millions of times for free online. How much money are you making on those free views? And I say, nothing. I don't want money. I want freedom. I see every person we wake up like a diamond in my hand. I'm into defeating tyranny. You know, I mean, again, it's a hierarchy of needs. I own stuff, but stuff doesn't own me. I'm into truth and justice and liberty. I know that's not corny. I know that's real. I want my children to live in a free society, my son and my daughters. I want my grandchildren who aren't even born yet to live in a free society. They won't even be able to have children under the one-child policy if the globalists are successful. Now, Catherine Austin Fitz has an amazing bio. She has managed more than $25 billion of transactions and invested to date and has led a portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. She was also the number two person at Department of Housing, Assistant Secretary of Housing, and the commissioner of the first Bush administration. And it just goes on and on and on, the things that she's done. Again, Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner in the first Bush administration of President Hamilton Securities Group, Washington, D.C. Investment Bank, super high-powered lady in the system coming out and exposing it. And she's talked about the crimes committed by Geithner and other people. And you have Geithner at the New York Fed that runs policy for the Fed. You have Paulson at the time at Treasury, the former head of Goldman Sachs, Geithner formerly of Goldman Sachs, giving themselves 100 cents on the dollar for made-up derivatives they made that the public had no contractual agreement to pay for to them. You have them also ordering AIG to make it secret. And now that's continued on. And that clearly, according to Judge Napolitano and many others, is a federal crime. But somebody who really understands this is Catherine Austin Fitch. So we're going to talk about Bankstergate or Bankergate. I don't want to call it just Timmy Geithnergate, Tiny Timgate, because he's just one of these people. It goes to Larry Summers. It goes to Robert Rubin. It goes to Ben Bernanke. It goes to everybody that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. So joining us is a true bona fide expert in all of this, Catherine Austin Fitch. Great to have you on with us.
Alex, it's always a privilege and a pleasure.
Well, you're
so
a busy.
You know what I would love to tell everybody about is how important this Geithner story is. It kind of seems like a big sort of inside baseball squabble, but I really want everyone to understand what's at the heart of this. Now, and I want to use a metaphor. Let's pretend you have a neighbor, and whenever you and your wife go to buy a car, you have to pay 5% to get a loan, but he can get a loan for 0 or 1%. And then when you get a mortgage, you have to pay, 8 to 10%, but he can get a mortgage for 0 or 1%. And then when he starts a business, he can get special loans from the local municipality for 0%, and then you have to, use your savings or borrow your money or take another loan on your house. Well, it doesn't take long to figure that he's going to, if this keeps going on, he's going to be able to buy up everything in town, right?
Yes.
And that's what this is about, is we've got two classes of players. We've got a Federal Reserve Bank that's saying we reserve the right to provide low cost, if not free, cost of capital, and even now give. So instead of him borrowing money at 1%, they just give him the money so he can buy all the houses up in the neighborhood. And what we're talking is a backdoor financial mechanism that allows a small group of people to basically buy up and take control of everything because they have, low cost to free money, whereas everybody else has to pay, market rate, or a much higher rate, number one. But number two, if, let's say, he gets in trouble, he gets bailed out, you get in trouble, you lose your house, you lose your car, you lose your family. And so we're talking about a society that is turning into two societies and two economies, and one is getting rigged money. And that's what this is about, because if you've got a Secretary of the Treasury who's basically trying to rig things, not for the people who are productive, not for the people who are making our economy strong, not for the people who are creating jobs, but the people who are the best dirty players, then it's, for a financial person, this can go no place good. It can never work, because instead of allocating capital based to, who's productive, we're allocating capital to who's the best dirty player with the most inside pull. It's kind of devolved into, the schoolyard in Lord of the Rings or something. Animal Farm. This is the only, this is the financial version of Animal Farm, and that's what this is about. Because we've seen, since the beginning of the Republic till 2 years ago, in all the wars, Alex, in all the programs, in all the government waste, in all the government spending, we build up $12 trillion of debt. And then in a year and a half, this administration has lent or given as a gift $12 trillion to Wall Street and the financial firms. And that is, can you imagine, that is amount equivalent to all the money we've ever borrowed since the beginning of the Republic.
It's incredible.
It's a financial coup d'etat. And that's what it's about. And the power of this thing is, are we going to create a level playing field or are we not? Because if we're going to if we've got a Secretary of the Treasury who's going to rig the game, invisible, secretive ways, and one of the magical things here is, and I got to give them a lot of credit, is Bloomberg has brought a lawsuit. They won in the first round in August for Freedom of Information Act against the Federal Reserve, brought a lawsuit and won in the first round in August, and the Fed has now appealed. It's in the Court of Appeals, and the Fed is saying, we need the ability to lend an insider group of firms $2 trillion, which is part of the $12 trillion, and not tell you who got it and on what terms, and we don't have to provide that under freedom of information law. It's an arrogance which takes your breath away.
And they're setting the precedent to do even more in the future. And you talk about a rigged game where they get the free money and now it's just given to them. They then use that money as weapons to buy off states, buy media, buy infrastructure, blow out third world countries, now blow out first world nations. And they have their people in both parties, as you know, in all the major regulatory positions. And I think that's why they're so arrogant now, is they're going for broke. The big question is, and I want to get into how we can push to get Geithner indicted or a special prosecutor or something like that. But the big question is, where are they headed if we don't stop them? Because they have the incentive to shut off money to Main Street so it's destitute so they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar.
Right, and that's what they're doing. I mean, the reports now, if you look at the commercial real estate market, and we haven't begun to see all the falls in the commercial real estate market, you know, they're talking about buying things at 50% or less of, you know, the market height. And this is what I saw as Assistant Secretary of Housing. I came in as Assistant Secretary of Housing in 1989, and at the time, FHA was the largest property owner because of our foreclosures, and then the RTC got created to handle the dispositions of the S&Ls. And we started to auction off where my secretary was on the board of the RTC, and so I was involved. And we were taking in massive amounts of property, and the fraud, Alex, was off the charts. You know, you'd get a portfolio and says, there are 10 mortgages on this block in Detroit, and you'd go there, and there were no houses there. You know, so the fraud was off the charts. But what happened is when the first bids came in, no one knew if the bids would work. And I looked at the first three bids, and I said, oh, my God, the people buying this are buying at 10 cents on the dollar what their syndicate sold 2 years ago for, you know, 200% of market value. So it was a pump and dump, and they were going to make, you know, they were going to triple, quadruple the money they'd made selling out at the high. So this is a scam. And I think part of what may be different this time is you now have something you didn't have in 1989. You know, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have, you know, Alex Jones. We didn't have all these different ways of communicating and seeing how monstrous the game was.
And the fraud is much bigger.
Oh, the fraud is so much bigger because they played the game. You know, the black budget game happened in the real estate market, in the mortgage market in the 80s, but it didn't happen in the securities market. And the other thing that didn't happen, Alex, was we didn't have what's called the plunge protection team, which is if you look at the market manipulation done by Treasury and the Fed as a matter of policy, we didn't have that. And so, you know, a firm like a Goldman Sachs or the firms involved in this squabble now with Geithner, you know, they didn't begin to have the opportunities to trade on inside information that now exists. You know, you've read the stories of front running or naked short selling. I mean, all these things have been documented. And I think, you know, when I live in Hickory Valley, Tennessee, and when I first moved here in 1999, saying, that's it, I want out of Washington and Wall Street, they've gone nuts. People here could not fathom the extent of the corruption. But what I see happening, which is so exciting, your story about the Obama deception is a great example, is people are beginning to realize, you know, this thing is not an adult. You know, we're not watching a group of adults. We're watching a group of people who've been getting away with it for so long that they are no longer connected to reality. And the rest of us are seeing if a bunch of psychopaths can finance at 0%, and you and I are subject to not only the constraints of the market, but the regulations and costs they load and pile onto us, then there's no way out. It's a little bit, Curtis Mayfield had a great song called New World Order where he said, there's one way in and no way out. And that's what Geithner is giving us financially. He's giving us a financial.
And they're hoping NORTHCOM can protect them from us. Stay there.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time.
Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to ram through government health care. The Democrats have now actually read it, discovered it's another bailout, another scam to the insurance companies owned by the banks. I want to get Catherine Austin Fitz's take on that. Also, they're now reporting hundreds of thousands dead in Haiti from the earthquake. Hundreds of thousands dead. I mean, they're talking about all Americans being naked body scanned and recorded, all courthouses having naked body scanners. They're going in all over the country. I found out 2 years ago, year and a half ago, Denver already had it. I'm kind of all over the map here. It's just crazy. Earthquakes kill hundreds of thousands, But we've all got to go through naked body scanners because somebody might blow an airplane up. Oh, men and women are fighting in France. 150-plus people kill each other a year. Well, let's ban arguing or ban marriage outright. You know, that's the mindset of these tyrants and how they're selling us on tyranny. They could care less about you and your safety. I've got a law enforcement article here where SWAT says options for multiple shooter tactics. Says we've got to get rid of Posse Comitatus and put the army on the streets. Catherine, I'm all over the map here. It's just...
No. You know, because you're dealing... You know, you see the... It's like the Pillsbury Doughboy. You squeeze one place, it pops out another. And what you're seeing is the lockdown across the board. And it's, you know, it's coming in every direction. And, you know, whether it's the economic insanity and sort of the two-class system or it's the, you know, what they're doing is they're rolling out all sorts of different controls because they know when people figure out that our retirement system has been basically moved offshore and now there's nothing to, you know, to keep the commitments, people are going to get upset. And by that time, they plan to have the food system and the healthcare system and all these different systems under lockdown. To me, one of the scariest ones you haven't brought up yet, Alex, is the idea of sending over 1 million Americans around to collect all sorts of data on all of us. I'm sure you've had, have you ever had Edwin Black on the show to describe how the Nazis put together their original databases?
So yes, he wrote the book on IBM.
Right.
And yes, the census people are now telling people to tell them about their stocks and bonds and what type of toilet they have. And now TSA is just downloading a large percentage of people's computers without warrants and just saying, we're keeping it. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall evil. Meanwhile, Geithner and others, who is most to blame in the criminal acts from your expert view? How do we get Geithner indicted? I mean, there's open talk of it happening.
Okay, well, I think lots of pressure brought on, you know, this is a time when calls to Congress can make it, and calls to the White House can make it very uncomfortable for the White House to not make a change here. But at the heart of this matter, if you really want to make a significant shift, what we're going to have to do is work at the state and local level. And let me describe why. Have you seen the governor of Arizona's State of the State address yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. It's fabulous. She just came out and she said, and this was on health care, she said there are 14 attorney generals around the country, state attorney generals, now working together to prepare, you know, real 10th Amendment arguments to stop the implementation of this health care reform. And if my attorney general won't join them, I will.
Wow.
Right. And where this is all going to come down, it's going to come down to 10th Amendment and where we can get a governor, an attorney general, and a majority of the sheriffs in a jurisdiction. Because you know, Alex, the sheriff is the most powerful, you know, I mean, the sheriff...
Elected representative in the county.
...is more powerful than the military.
Yes.
So, you know, but where we can align the attorney general, the governor, and the majority of the sheriffs in a jurisdiction, that's what's going to happen, because the only thing that's going to stop this is when you say no. And when they say that, when they declare the 10th Amendment... That's when we're going to have an argument about the cash flows, because you can't keep sending money to Washington if Washington keeps using it to break the law.
And it's not just Washington. We have international banks running Washington. I mean, we
right.
don't have our government.
Right. The Congress is not in control. And so, you know, it's almost like we're at a party. Everybody's drunk. Everybody's stoned. Everything's out of control. Where do you build the power to say no? And ultimately what you're going to have to do is you're going to need a combination of two things. You're going to need a group of leadership, and it's going to come down to governor, attorney general, and sheriffs in a place.
You need the sheriff to show up and break up the party.
Well, they're going to have to say no, but they're going to have to do something else, because what the federal government has been doing to prevent them from saying no is trying to get them to be financially dependent.
Yes.
And, of course, the worse things get in the economy – you know, we're in a downward spiral, and so we've got to reverse the economic spiral at the same time that you take a strong legal stand. And that's going to come down to the cash flows. And for years what I've said is, and you can do this if you get a 10th Amendment movement in a place, what I've said is we ought to assert a common law right of offset for any money that's been wasted, spent, or is missing by criminal means.
All right, Catherine, not to interrupt, but long segment coming up. We got a break. We're going to come back, and I want you to roll through this. and a lot more. Stay with us. We'll also look into this new year, what you see happening with the economy versus the media spin. Stay with us, Solari.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief.
We have to identify the parasite psychopaths that have given themselves the power to create money out of nothing. But that money doesn't have any real value till they convince us to borrow it. Then they get us into debt and take over the planet. Solari.com is the amazing investment and / news site and so much more. Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Catherine Austin Fitz is our gracious guest, a very busy lady, spending time with us today. We appreciate her coming on. Okay, you got cut off by the break, and you were getting into where all this is going, what these people are doing, the police state grid they're setting up, the magnitude of Bankstergate, and you very astutely, people said, well, wait, Obama's been in office less than a year, right at a year next week. How can she say this administration for a year and a half? But all of my expert guests said that the last 6 months or so of Bush's reign, the power was fully given over to the Federal Reserve, to the banks, and that you had total fusion and coordination between the Bush bankers and the Obama bankers.
This is completely bipartisan.
I mean, yes.
This is people who believe in freedom against people who don't. And it's got nothing to do with those kind of party lines. So this is totally bipartisan. And in fact, if you look at the people who've, stayed between the Clinton administration and the Bush administration, or then held over between the Bush administration, at a deeper level, it's the same team. So this is not, this is not, two-party system is the one, it's the party of just us. Now, the opportunity again, Alex, is if in those states where we have alignment between the governor, the attorney general, and the sheriff, or majority of the sheriffs, and you can take a legal stand, then the question is, how do you re-engineer the cash flows so that the, so that the federal government and the Federal Reserve don't pull the rug out from under? And so there has to be an economic plan that has to deal with all the money we're sending to Washington and all the money we're getting back. And the reality is, I think there are very powerful legal arguments that say, at a state or local level, you can assert common law right of offset for all the money that's been stolen, all the money that's missing, escrow federal taxes, and say, something? Don't send any money. We'll pay our own stuff here and literally take control of the cash flows. But what it's going to mean is, in a lot of different industries, we're going to have to start behaving in very productive ways, because one of the ways that the money has worked is the banksters are allowed to get away with murder because we get a lot of subsidies, and we've allowed ourselves to get very unproductive. So we have, for example, we have a whole local medical community and infrastructure in every one of our places and state that is used to it's got a very high cost infrastructure. So we're all going to have to organize and change. And the biggest one is, we now have, say I live in a county, the war on drugs is our biggest business. It's our biggest industry. And we don't have enough people to farm because everybody's too busy dealing or growing drugs. So, we're going to have to change the local level, and we're going to have to get very, very productive. Now, if we're willing to do that, we can absolutely turn around the economic spiral, because it's small business that creates jobs, and at some point, prisons and drug dealing is not something that makes a nation great.
The parasite,
we're going to have to change too.
The parasite economy is killing the host.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's more than, It is now eating through a great deal of muscle, and we have another year or two or three to make this change. But if we don't make it in a year or two or three, then we are really, we will have gone across into the abyss. So we have a period now, and it's all going to come down to the state and local governments whether we can get a turn. And my guess is, in some places you can, and some you can't. You and I are both speaking. I'm in Tennessee. You're in Texas. We're in states where the governors have played a leadership role in the 10th Amendment, and there are a lot of sheriffs, and there's a lot of infrastructure.
And this is not impossible. I mean, we have more and more states, 30-plus, moving towards 10th Amendment declarations. The media spins that like it's secession or something. It's not. It's declaring 10th and 9th Amendment. And if we have those success stories and leaders at the state level that will speak out and will be bold, we can then catapult that movement also into Washington and accurately assess the criminals that we're facing. And so we do see some bright things
right now,
happening.
What we've seen up until now is, every time you start to see at the state and local level, people start to really stand up and lead that way, they get bought off. The banksters are willing to throw an awful lot of money to buy a leader off.
Or their girlfriend.
They play the control file. They play the dirty trick. They play the entrapment. There's all sorts of positive incentives and negative games they can play. And I think the question is there a way we can communicate and organize locally so that they can't? Because if you look at all the different laws that are happening right now, health care, food safety is a big one. Census, all these things, we are across the constitutional line. And the important thing I want to make, the important point everybody needs to get in their spirit, is these are the things that are destroying the economy. I mean, when you, it's like taking a horse or taking a boxer and tying his hands and tying his legs and then putting him in the ring. He's going to lose. So when you make this many rules and you overlay this much expense on small business, you kill the heart of the economy. And so all of this stuff, is what's killing the economy. You turn that around and you can unleash incredible wealth. Let me give you a perfect example. Do you know who is the number one provider of services to the food stamp program in this country, Alex?
Yes, it's offshore central banks.
It's J.P. Morgan Chase, and they outsource the data servicing to India, which means in Tennessee, which is one of the states where they provide the services, we now have 20% of our population on food stamps. Okay, so more than a million people on food stamps, and those people, many of them get unemployment checks or welfare checks. They get food stamps. And they sit around and we pay them not to work. Meantime, we have Boku, beautiful farmland. You know, the farmers can't find labor. Everybody's too busy, you know, dealing drugs or, you know, being on whatever government subsidy. And we've got the big agribusiness moving down into Latin America, controlling the agriculture, you know, shipping the food in. It's highly processed. It makes us sick. That's part of the healthcare problem. And so, and J.P. Morgan Chase is doing the servicing work, and the theory is that we can pay somebody in India or in Latin America to do something that, that the people who are getting those food stamps could do here, and it's cheaper to pay them not to work and then pay somebody else in Latin America to do the farming and somebody in Asia to do the data servicing, and that's just not true. The numbers don't add up. And that's why if the state and local players can sit down and say, okay, how can we re-engineer this, move all those jobs back to our state, do this on an economic basis, where is the opportunity to create lots more cash flows into the local small businesses, lots more equity, lots more skills, lots more knowledge. You know, it's all there, but you're going to have to deal with, okay, we can't let the feds have control because they're literally draining our lifeblood. It's like a vampire.
Well, I think the number one mission is to continue to point out their criminals out in the open who won't say where trillions of dollars went. And then we find out it went to them personally, and they ordered the holding companies that they laundered the money through, like AIG, to not, in federal filings, tell the feds or the public that the very bankers running policy and government were the ones that were getting the money. I mean, a five-year-old can understand that basic fraud. And the fact that we do hear talk of indictment on MSNBC, and we do even see Ed Schultz saying, man, Obama's really bad. What about the Obama hoax? I mean, obviously, it's all dog and pony show. Obviously, you know, 8 years of Bush, people figure out he's a fraud, the new savior. He's just meant to con people long enough for them to get their agenda through. Then Glenn Beck's organizing the right wing to get Republicans back in.
The reality is the change we're talking about cannot be engineered at Washington. Alex,
we need to discredit
tomorrow.
Washington is what I'm saying.
What?
So that people will accept the states taking back over.
You've got to make the changes because the reengineering that has to happen in Austin, Texas is totally different than the reengineering that has to happen in Hickory Valley, Tennessee. And so there's got to be a fundamental economic change bottom up.
Okay, here's an example. In Austin, they spend $170 million on the buses that 1% of Austin uses, and they spend $70 million on the roads. I mean, Austin is run by, they're not liberals, they're a bunch of criminals that openly rob and steal everything, steal property. I mean, everywhere I go, it's just crooks running everything.
Right, and you know why? Because we have created a financial mechanism that would allow us to borrow massive amounts of money globally. And so we've had massive amounts of money. And as long as the criminals could engineer that subsidy, this could keep going and they could offer more money at cheaper prices. And we've been willing to go along with that. Now, do you remember my red button story?
Yes, but I'll recap it.
Okay, so I was giving a speech to a group of people called Spiritual Frontiers Foundation. They have a conference once a year to talk about how we can evolve our society spiritually. Very committed, dedicated people. I'm in the middle of the speech and explaining that the Department of Justice in 1999 had told a reporter I was working with that the U.S. economy launders $500 billion to $1 trillion a year of all dirty money. So not just narcotics trafficking, but illegal gambling, tax evasion, financial fraud, everything. Okay, now with the financial fraud, it's much bigger. But at that time, $500 billion to a trillion. So I said to this wonderfully spiritual evolved audience, if you could push a red button to stop all hard narcotics trafficking in your community, your neighborhood, your you know, your country tomorrow, thus offending the people who control all this money, who here would push the button? Out of 100 people, only one would push the button. I said, why would you not push the button? They said, we don't want our mutual funds to go down. We don't want our government checks to stop.
But see, that's the scam. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. I mean, all of these parasitic systems cost more than they make, and they're wrong.
Right. And so it's going. What it's going to come down to is we cannot. We've seen the Fed monetize the whole treasury and mortgage market last year. And so we can't, obviously, you can't keep monetizing at this rate. And so now the day has come where the bell is ringing and saying, we can't get free money forever anymore, so something's got to give, and we've got to change. And those changes are going to happen, Alex, in the places where our governors, our attorney generals, and our sheriffs can come together, assert 10th Amendment right, and now we're all going to have to support them in reengineering the economic flows. But when it comes out the other side of the sausage maker, we're all going to have to be a lot more productive.
Well, it is true that half the population is on some form of government dole or payment or job, and the government's only getting more aggressive, more parasitic, more militarized.
Right.
And what the cops and the bureaucrats don't understand is the bankers have already moved offshore. They're literally for 3 years been buying homes offshore. They believe they're probably going to lose control, but they've already run off with the bag of money.
Right. And that's why this Geithner, I think it is very, very important. I said in my year-end wrap-up, which I called the year of the giant vampire squid, the wonderful story from Rolling Stone, declared Goldman Sachs the giant vampire squid. Basically what these guys did, Alex, in the 90s and early 2000s, they moved trillions of dollars out of this country, a lot of it illegal. To do that, they issued massive fraudulent securities and derivatives, and what this bailout did was it refinanced them out of the fraud. And so they have pulled off not only the financial coup d'etat, but pushing the liabilities for the fraudulent securities they issued to do it back onto the taxpayers. And they're pulling their train out of the station and leaving us to grapple.
And they're moving their base of operations to China and openly bad-mouthing America and saying it's not a good place to invest to further depress it so they can buy everything up.
The door is not completely shut. A Geithner investigation and indictment, because we now have, remember, we have Geithner saying, oh, you know, I proposed a deal where I didn't give Goldman Sachs 100 cents on the dollar, and they said they were fully hedged, so they didn't care, and they'd rather see a default, and they'd pick it up on the other side. And we now have the Goldman CEO and chairman saying in testimony today, well, wait a minute, you know, nobody offered me that deal. So one of them has got to be lying. So we now have pitted the Secretary of the Treasury and the Chairman of Goldman Sachs, and one has got to be lying. So if you can turn this into, you know, testimony, under oath, investigation, you know, you can still open a door and unravel this whole thing. So it is not, you know, it's never, since I'm a big woman, I hate to say it's never over till the fat lady sings, but it's never over till the fat lady sings. So I think I think you're hammering on the Geithner and a possible Geithner indictment is very, very important. Because let me tell you, it is inconceivable to me that that Geithner is not criminally liable for what's happened.
Well, we have to pierce this veil of infallibility and popery, or whatever you want to call it, where the elites just stumble around in fancy suits with SWAT teams around them saying, I will rob this, I will rob that. Everyone just bows down to them. And the image of these criminals being indicted or in trouble like Watergate, but these crimes are a trillion times that literally, could bring them down, just like Copenhagen went down. You know, the whole Copenhagen thing went down in flames. The banks wanting to leverage a new Ponzi scheme on global carbon tax. I mean, on every front, they're in trouble.
Well, do the math. On that one trade, Geithner gave Goldman Sachs $10 billion, okay? Now, if the average American taxpayer pays $100,000 of federal taxes in a lifetime, say, how much is $10 billion divided by $100,000? That's how many people are going to work their whole life for that one giveaway by Timmy Geithner. In other words, don't think of it as $10 billion. Think of it as, we got to do the math, think of it as that many lives. It's slavery. It is, I mean, it's literally slavery. Let me do the
next. And it sets the precedent for even, if we don't stop them now, they're setting up new bubbles, new scams, new frauds.
Right. So if I'm not mistaken, 100,000 people are going to work their entire life to pay the taxes for Geithner to do that. You know, and it's not just, here's the thing, Alex, it's not just Americans, it's people all over the world, because people all over the world are being forced to buy Treasury securities. You know, it's a global taxation system. They buy Treasury securities, the Treasuries go down 5-10% a year, and so they get drained, just like communities all over America being drained. It's global, it's not just in America. And so, you know, here, I mean, people are giving up luxuries, you know, or now necessities to play this game. But, you know, people are losing their lives all over the world because of this drain. So it's not just when you give away $10 billion, you know, say it costs, you give away 100,000 tax lives in America, but you're literally giving away lives, you know, around the world. So it's a slavery. It's a slavery system engineered through financial means, and it's highly invisible, but I think we're beginning to understand it.
It is a high-tech slavery. We're going to come back and get into more solutions with Catherine Austin Fitz of Solari.com. I agree with her. One of the biggest things we have against the enemy is the states and their rightful power and arresting these criminals.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Folks, we're offering a new video at Infowars.com on DVD. It's Shadow Government. Very impressive. Catherine Albrecht, G. Edward Griffin, many others. This film is really well done and will wake up a lot of people. Get Shadow Government today. I saw the trailer we put up for it on YouTube, and there's some guy in there saying, Jones is being sensationalist. There's no such thing as a shadow government. They have now admitted the shadow government, the national security state. It's all over the news. Just Google shadow government. You'll see hundreds of mainstream news articles. People are still kind of in the old propaganda of 10 years ago. That there's no global government. That it's all being announced. And you people don't want to admit you were wrong, so you're denying it's happening because you're lazy. Now, I know the listeners aren't like that, but you've got to give this film Shadow Government. You can get Fall of the Republic half price when you get it with Shadow Government. You can also get one of the free T-shirt deals. Got a bunch of specials at Infowars.com. There's also the Solari Report, and you can subscribe to that at Solari.com. And she breaks down precious metals, you name it, for just incredible, incisive info on the economy. Catherine Austin Fitz, where do you see gold going? Even though they've been trying to drive it down, it's going back up now.
Well, I think we're in a long-term bull market for what I call tangibles, real things. You know, throughout history, through investment history, Alex, you go through periods where financial assets perform much better than tangibles, and then tangibles perform much better than financial assets. And so, but what's happening is the investor, Jimmy Rogers, somebody asked him whether he believed in peak oil. He said, forget peak oil, it's peak everything. And, you know, the fundamental economics of the planet is we have 6 billion people and growing, and there's only so much real stuff, whether it's base metals or precious metals, commodities. So we're absolutely in a long-term bull market.
And when you have all this inflation and paper scams, people always run back to real assets.
Right, and that's, you know, if you look at the one currency that people recognize, not because anybody requires them to or not because the government has it, the law, but the currency that is liquid and recognized all around the world is gold and silver. And so I think what you're seeing is a lot of, you know, we've printed all this paper, whether it's treasury securities or derivatives or other kinds of fiat currencies, and now people are saying, well, you know, what can I hold that's real? And not only that, what can I hold that's real that I can put in my pocket and take with me? So I think we're in a long-term bull market for precious metals. I don't think it's a magic bullet. You know, you can't, it's not food, it's not water, so it's no magic bullet. It's very
But it's got to be part of your portfolio.
This is definitely an asset that people should understand and consider. I'm loath to say it should be in everybody's portfolio because everybody's different, you know, and so there's unique. It's unique for everybody. It's extremely volatile. So it's something that before you tiptoe into this, it's something you really, really want to learn. And we have some great audio seminars, and of course on the Solari Report, we do one a month on precious metals. So there's a lot of good information if you want to learn more.
Well, Catherine, I appreciate you spending time with us. Even if we don't get Geithner indicted and they're talking about it, and they're having congressional hearings about it, we can at least politically convict them and politically crucify them because they deserve it, and just openly in the court of public opinion explain these are a bunch of swindlers, so as they try to carry out more scams in the future, people don't buy into it.
It's so important, Alex, that everyone understand that we're looking at a group of people who really have gone across the line and are not going to come back. These are not responsible leaders that we can look to. These are people who are across the line in something that is really, if it keeps going, is going to kill many of us.
Well, that's it. I mean, they have already stolen tens of trillions, robbed, committed crimes openly. Why not commit a million more crimes? And they're wrecking society to do it. Order out of chaos. Catherine Austin Fitz, thank you so much for spending time with us. Retransmission with so many incredible guests starts now, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.